It's just about competing, you know, and I think that's what football is. It's a competition game, and I like it. You know, I like it like that. I think it raises the intensity of practice. I think it's all good fun. You know, it's never nothing derogatory. It's just that's how he coaches his guys. It's kind of how I coach our guys. And, you know, we try to get the best out of them.
You guys are eligible for Hard Knocks this year. Is that
oh my God!
Translate
yeah.
to that
I know. I'm not interested in that. You know, I'm interested in just coaching our team, getting our team better.
What I wanted to ask you about is, I know earlier in the week, I noticed that your team was having trouble with huddles. And I talked to some of the quarterbacks, and you know, something they kind of have to learn how to do.
Yeah.
How do you kind of teach that, and what is that adjustment? Because it seems so basic, but
no, it is. When you've gone 4 years without huddles, you know, and they're used to getting plays from the sideline, and they're not forming an oval shaped huddle, they just kind of used to doing their thing. So just putting them back, it's the fundamentals of football. You know, you go back to the huddle and stance and cadence and all those things that are very important. But again, you have to go through it a lot. And I know for us as NFL coaches, it gets a little frustrating just because we're so used to that part of it. You know, that's like automatic. That's the thing that we think guys can do. But you do, you have to take them back from square one and take them all the way through.
Is there like a certain order that is a kind of standard across the league or each team?
Oh, yeah. I think everybody starts with their huddle. Yeah. You know, you got to get the huddles, you got to have the cadence, you got to know how to get lined up. And then from there, only then can you be able to run a play. So some of these guys, it's going back to score one. And that's okay. You know, that's why we're here.
Okay. These are Nate's questions. So if you don't like them, you can take it up with Nate already. But the relationship between Greg and Blake, his father, son, how does that kind of work and help your staff?
Well, because they have a feel for each other, but it's not, it's a different kind of relationship, I can tell you that. It is definitely dad and son, you know, but the son is he's his own person, you know, he's carving out his own niche in the National Football League. I think he's going to be an outstanding coach, very bright, very demanding on the players, knows how to get guys to play, and I've been very impressed with him.
Oh, we've seen Greg's wife out here too, and I know she's not been an asset for teams in the past. Do you guys view her as kind of an asset for your staff?
I'm just having her spend some time with us because she has a skill set that I really appreciate and want to learn more about what she knows and what she does.